Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Is your outfit made to be with jacket or sans jacket?
Both. What do you mean? It's...
Well, it's going to be 82 today.
Oh, I know.
And you're wearing a denim overlay.
It was supposed to be without, but it's a little bit chillier this morning. I was ready for summer.
Like, so you're going to shed that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Later.
Yeah.
Will you remove the brooch?
Okay.
You have a bedazzled flamingo brooch on.
Yes, I do. It was a gift.
I love it.
And I do too. And I forgot that I had it. And I'm finally going through getting we should get some spring jackets out.
Yep.
You know, it's time to put away the winter things. I feel like finally, I hope we put the snowblower away again.
Great.
I know.
It's going to snow next week.
It is totally going to snow in April. I'm sorry. That was on me. But I just felt like it was time. I need to find the spring things.
So
this unexpected delight was just sitting there. She's like, you complimented my brooch, so I thought you would want a brooch. So I got a brooch.
But if you take the jacket off today, will you remove the flamingo and then apply it to the shirt you're wearing underneath?
I don't know brooch etiquette. I had not considered that at all, but why wouldn't I?
Or are you wearing a separate brooch underneath and I just have to wait to see?
I have layers of brooches. That's how my brooches work. I have one on the outside and then an interior brooch as well. I should do that.
You should.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Layers of brooches.
I also have a camel. I don't know why.
Is it as bedazzled as the flamingo?
I believe it has some sort. Yes, I think it's all jewel.
That's great.
I found it was in my grandmother's jewelry box.
So at one point your grandmother wore a camel brooch.
Yeah, which doesn't seem her style at all. But
where did that, there's got to be a story behind that.
There has to be.
Right?
Nope. It was in the pile of who wants this?
They took a cruise somewhere and she's got to ride
no
a camel.
Value.
No. No?
No. I'm sure that story would have, no. There. I. Why?
She went to Tunisia? Nope. Morocco?
Nope.
Wasn't an explorer, was she?
No, she was not. I don't know of any trips. No.
Got it at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota.
Yeah, worth asking. Does anybody know the story behind this?
I think I have it? Greg might have my dad's Shriner's ring.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is it like?
I still have my dad's fez from when he was a Shriner.
Super, super cool.
It is very cool. Yes.
It looks good.
I brought that out for one of our proms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The ring had, I think they both have value. One's sentimental and one's actual gold,
but
with a diamond in it.
Those gentleman rings, ring, class ring, stuff like that, they're big.
I've got one that was my grandfather's, just guy ring, man ring. What do you call them? Well, it wasn't a wedding ring. I only wear that, right? Just the idea of wearing another ring on the other hand just seems odd to me.
Uh huh.
A gentleman's ring.
A gentleman's ring.
A man's ring. But I think that was more of a trend in the 60s and 70s.
Uh huh.
And it has since slowed down.
Yeah.
Whereas now, for the guys, and I'm not on trend, it's bracelets.
Yes.
You see those everywhere, right?
Yeah, like a leather band of some sort or something.
I think that came out of the Livestrong stuff,
mm-hmm.
and people just got used to it.
Yeah.
You think that's it?
I have no idea.
I don't either. Where do those trends come from? Where do brooch trends come from?
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah, where are the brooch trends?
Yeah. Are you bringing it back?
Single-handedly trying. I'm doing my best.
Can you do me a big favor and wear that camel soon?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure, yeah.
I want to see it.
I'm going to have to dig for it now, because now it's one of those things why does she have this? I just want it to be a family
mystery.
It's
probably in a nightstand somewhere.
A mystery that'll continue for generations. Why did this old lady have this?
I think once I see it and sense it, or maybe we can let producer Ben or Jaden at night, they have a bit of the shine.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they can go, there's a story here. I'm sensing... See what they get from it.
Here's where it's from. Originally.
I'm seeing sand, a palm tree.
I have a feeling it's not that interesting. It's not that
it's
interesting.
Probably a church bazaar.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
Which sounds...
Ooh, bizarre.
It sounds like it has some foreign influence.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Ooh, yes. How bizarre.
Two A's in a row? Oh, my.
No, I saw it at JCPenney's and I just liked it.
Or it's... Oh, no!
Yeah, I know. It's going to be something like that.
It was from the St. John's Bay collection.
Oh. Martha Stewart, what?
Oh.
Oh, well.
Nice brooch.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
A long way to say, hey,
nice brooch.
And have you heard? and I don't even want to say it with Easter on Sunday.
Heard what?
But we maybe have a little bit of a chocolate issue.
This happens every once in a while, does it not?
Yes, yes. I think a couple of Easters ago it was, or maybe it was Halloween. I don't remember, but they
Halloween.
There wasn't enough chocolate.
And a couple of these corporations were putting out like ghost themed things, which was like a white almond paste.
White chocolate.
Which
yeah.
wasn't really chocolate,
it
but
wasn't
it gave
real.
Yes, yeah.
Now, this is real chocolate. 12 metric tons of Kit Kat chocolate bars. 26,455 pounds of Kit Kats.
Is this going to end with went missing?
Stolen.
Went missing?
Yeah. A truck was stolen. It was in transit between a factory in central Italy and then Poland. And they don't know what happened. It never made it to Poland.
This is fascinating.
It was, it's weird.
Kit Kat bar heist?
They're looking, working with authorities and supply chain partners trying to investigate exactly where it went. It just never showed up where it was supposed to show up. And at first, they were a little bit worried that it would affect Easter. Now they're saying that consumers are totally fine. We have enough. Supply is not affected.
Good. Get the Cadbury people to step up.
Yeah,
right?
Come on. Do your part, you guys. Right? This is your season.
Isn't, I mean, Kit Kat is the product for the people who like to take breaks.
Yes.
It's in the jingle, is it not?
It really is.
So I would look for trucks pulled over on the side of the road. That's where I would start.
Those are thieves taking breaks.
Taking breaks, thieves.
Taking a break.
And then I'd follow up and people doing this a lot.
Anybody who just has a lot of chocolate on their hands
Why,
and faces.
Yes, if they have chocolate around their mouth, they're your people. Solved it.
You should be a detective.
But I'm only good at finding where the missing chocolate is.
I can find chocolate.
That's, I'm really good at that.
God, you're good.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Perhaps I just need to be better prepared, but I was surprised yet again on Friday when my child got to the car after a long week of school, first week back after spring break.
That's right.
And she said, guess what? It's a 3-day weekend. I don't have school on Monday.
What?
Right? So my kids don't have school today. Surprise to me. I would have known if I, like, you know, followed along with the calendar.
There's a calendar, is there not?
There's a calendar. But you know what? Why would they have a day off when they just had a whole week off?
What's the answer?
Well, to me, the answer is go back to school. And listen, I love them dearly. And I'm so excited for them to have a couple days off here and there. But
sure.
Could we just do like 2 solid weeks of school? Maybe? I don't know.
I don't pull out a lot of back in my days.
Back in my day.
Here's
go,
one.
Do it. Preach.
What's wrong? Or you want to know what's wrong with this country?
Yeah.
Kids don't go to school enough. Back in my day.
Back in my day, we went.
First of all, we didn't have spring break.
Yeah, I didn't
have a full week off.
We maybe had like a long Easter weekend.
Exactly.
That was it.
It was a floating holiday, just mm-hmm. like Easter, and you got maybe the Friday. We never got the Monday. You were, whatever, unless it was a Monday holiday, you're back at the books on Monday. Even for in-service. You ever have a Monday in-service?
Right?
Are you kidding me?
Our teachers didn't service nothing.
No, they out-serviced. they just did all their own time.
They just taught and they liked it.
They got better by doing. It's called the 10,000-hour rule. They didn't study teaching. They just taught to teach. And it worked. It worked fine.
Ah.
I'm a product of said school system. It was great.
I need to read the calendar, but...
You also...
But on another note... Also,
now let me get going on communication. Claire, they're telling you this.
You have to read.
You have to read the notes they're giving you.
The letter every week.
Well, now I'm worried about handing you this note because
I
don't know if I can trust you with it.
I don't read the whole thing through.
So, Friday, I'm at the podium, Kirkwood Community College location event, YPN, Young Parents Network. Fundraiser, trivia night.
Fun.
Fourth annual, 2026.
Fourth annual.
Before I go any further, I would like to stop and just say we raised $100,000 that night.
Woo.
So la-di-da.
So la-di-da.
I'm midway through, I believe, the third category, which I believe is celebrity deaths. I always do celebrity deaths.
You love celebrity
deaths.
Well,
no, it's not that I love them. It's just, it's a little weird that in 3 months, I've got 10 people know.
And
that have died since January.
That way.
Yes, it
always
happens that way. But in the midst of celebrity deaths, I'm flagged by one of the tables in front of me, and they wave this piece of paper.
Hey.
And they said, psst.
Hansen.
Psst. Hansen. Psst. Give this to Claire when you see her on Monday. I'm like, can I look at it? They said, just give it to Claire. No questions asked.
What is
it? I'm like,
it?
Okay. I'm handing
no
it.
No questions. Quit questioning
it. All right. Now that it is in your hand, what is it? What is it? What does it say?
Okay. It says Z102.9.
That's us.
Momtroversy.
That's a Momtroversy idea?
It's a Momtroversy.
Okay. We need these.
Number one.
Yes.
How old should the child be before you can leave them at a kid's birthday party?
That's a great question.
That's a really good question.
We've never done this before as a Momtroversy.
To just drop them off and leave them? That is a really...
As a guy who just got back from a birthday party of a 9-year-old,
mm-hmm.
would you leave your kid at my brother-in-law's house if it's just a bunch of 9-year-olds?
Yep.
8?
Yep.
7?
Yep.
Where do you start? Where do you stay? 4?
I think... I remember going to a birthday party the first time I took odd, like, you know, my firstborn, and I, like, they told me to leave. They had to tell me, please leave. Like, we don't need you here, because it was at an event thing. And like, we have plenty of staff and plenty of family people. They had grandma there and mom and dad. And like, they had to ask me to leave.
Well, I tell you what. Hold that. That's going to be a great Momtroversy.
This is a good idea.
That was the note that was passed to me during trivia.
Jen
gave
from
it to
Jen.
Us. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you, Jen.
Appreciate it. By the way, if you have a Momtroversy, you do not need to hand me a note at a public event.
This is so cool.
All you need to do is just, you could scramble.
Oh, yeah. There's other ways.
We have email. So you have an idea for Momtroversy.
Text us.
Text 200-1029 or scramble at KZIA.com. Although I do appreciate the cloak of darkness. It's kind of fun to do it that way, too. Clandestine.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
After months of reaching out to Czech and Slovakian populations across the U.S., including Cedar Rapids.
Oh, yeah.
Authorities in Colorado have now identified that body they found. He is a 71-year-old man. He's from California. So previous genealogy testing led investigators to believe this person may have had ties to either large Czech or Slovakian populations across the U.S. So they were asking people in Cedar Rapids for any leads that they would have about people that had been hiking in the Colorado area for the last 10 years. We now know the body that was, well, actually, I'm sorry, remains, were discovered near Bailey, Colorado in 2024, positively identified as John Cheezik of Newark, California, who did have family in Illinois and did have some Slovakian descent. Authorities say Cheezik was the victim of a homicide back in June of 2016.
What?
Yes. The case had been closed. The 2016 case, they just never had a body. They had all the evidence. And enough to convict a guy that the alleged killer had killed himself while in custody. So that case was closed. They just never found the body.
That's
was the body.
The body.
Yeah. Crazy how that is all. Not quite full circle, but at least it wrapped itself up.
Wow.
But Cedar Rapids was kind of brought into this.
So wait, was that a case that was settled in California and they didn't have the body and it was in Colorado?
It was in Colorado. The man that they captured had like his ID on him, had his camper. So they knew this man had a run-in with John Cheezik, the man who murdered him.
Uh-huh.
So they had everything they needed to put that guy away except the Cheezik remains. We now have those.
Now you have the remains.
So that is like completely closed as a case. Cedar Falls residents are considering new zoning, Cedar Falls leaders are considering new zoning, which could accommodate a proposed cryptocurrency mine. Have you ever heard of these?
Yes, but do I understand them? No.
Data centers are very large, very cement encased, still use a lot of power, use a lot of water. Crypto mining, and this is entirely based on a 60-minute story I saw, can fit in like a shipping container and have a 24-hour din to them. It's like having a small drone just kind of constantly flying over your house. There's mm-hmm. just this constant buzz. It's the fans. It's a server farm. What it does, though, is it actually goes out and looks for cryptocurrency and mines it. It's mining digital currency. That's its job. And there are companies that make money doing this, and they need locations for these as well. And there's a business park in Cedar Falls that's considering putting it next to a power plant. And there's people who own property across the street. They're like, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a conversation going on right now in Cedar Falls. There's another meeting coming up April 22nd. So right now they're considering what would this include for noise ordinances, setbacks, how far from the road. If it's not, you know, very beautiful, there's some landscaping requirements that would be required. So we really haven't, we've now dipping our toe into, you know, to the big data centers for sure. Crypto mining really hasn't popped up a lot in Iowa, but it's coming around everywhere. So we'll keep an eye on that story coming out of Cedar Falls. What's got us feeling all right? We've mentioned it a few times before. I think it's highly unusual that the two of us as hosts of this radio show both have are former Iowa State speech all-staters.
Yes.
We both went through our state speech competitions and got as high you can. We were selected for all-state.
The highest level of
high school speech in the state of Iowa. Two champions happened to be paired together to do a radio show. And the reason I'm bringing this up, Claire, is at some point we might need to find the future Claire.
Yes.
Or the future producer Ben or Dancing Eric Hansen.
I understand I'm not immortal.
So wouldn't it make the most sense to look at the Iowa High School Speech Association?
Yes, it would.
As our farm team? And good news, it's going to be on TV. The 49th Annual Iowa High School Speech Association All-State Individual Events Festival, which, by the way, is today at the University of Northern Iowa. I still remember going up and parking and walking into the dome and all that cool stuff, is being filmed all day today by Mediacom. And then coming up on the 10th, April 10th at 7 p.m. for this part of the state, they're going to broadcast it.
Oh, awesome.
So I should have a stopwatch.
Uh-huh.
And a clipboard.
Just ready to go.
And we should just be going.
Notes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I like his delivery there. Ah, she did really well with sentence structure.
Ooh, interesting.
Oh, had improvised there. Did pretty well. Yeah. But how cool, though, for in my world, speech and arts is equally as important to a high school experience as athletics.
Right.
Athletics gets all the TV love, and I totally understand that. But how cool is it we're bringing speech to TV?
Yes, I love that it has a chance to shine on the screen.
Yes, so we'll be doing some scramble scouting, but you are encouraged to watch whether your student is participating or not. It's the 49th Annual Iowa High School Speech Association All-State Individual Events Festival, and it will be rebroadcast on MC22, 7 p.m. coming up on April the 10th. That's got us feeling all right. You just never know where you're going to find raw talent.
No kidding.
Right?
Yeah.
And we get the best
talent
news
abounds
is
abounds there.
We don't have to go anywhere. We can sit at home.
Which takes a talent. Our talent is sloth.
Lazy scouting.
Wow.
Is a talent in and of itself.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
I am not repeating myself. It seems like deja vu, but Tiger Woods flipped another vehicle on Friday afternoon. He was driving his Land Rover at a high rate of speed near his home in Jupiter, Florida, and he tried to pass a truck that was pulling a trailer, and he clipped the trailer. The Rover ended up on its side. Tiger was able to crawl out of the passenger door. Neither he nor the other driver were injured. The police said that Tiger was showing signs of impairment, but he blew the breathalyzer test and blew a zero. He refused to take a blood test, so no word what he might have been under the influence of.
I heard everything that you just said except for blue zero.
Mm.
I just heard he looked like he was under the influence of something.
Yes. He did blow. He got a zero, but he wouldn't take a blood test. So, I mean, it might not have been alcohol, but under the influence of something, we don't know. He was charged with DUI, with property damage, and refusal to submit a lawful test. He was released, though, 11 p.m. Friday night. It's very just eerily similar to the last time where he sustained some major injuries.
Yeah.
Luckily, this time, nobody was hurt. But he has not announced if he's going back. The Masters tournament kicks off in Augusta on April 9th. And he hasn't said whether he's going to compete.
Some rumblings. I remember reading even a week before this happens, like, we think Tiger's going to be back to play golf, and that's always good for golf. Also, there's a pattern here.
Yep.
That needs to be addressed.
Yep. Maybe.
More than two times is like, nah, I think you got a problem.
I think it's you.
Also,
yeah.
Stop driving.
Uh-huh. Maybe.
Yes.
You should just take a break from that for a while. Speaking of taking a break for a little while, that's exactly what Britney Spears did after her DUI arrest. She was not on social media. Everything was quiet for weeks now. We haven't heard anything from Britney Spears. However, she broke her silence this past weekend. She posted a video on Instagram.
Dancing with knives?
No, I knew you were going to guess.
Dancing with knives.
It was not Dancing with Knives. It was a video with her son, Jaden Federline, thanking fans for their support. She didn't talk about this in the video, But behind the scenes, her people are trying to get her into a program, some sort of 30-day rehabilitative program prior to her court date on May 4th. She's got her day in court just to make sure that she's maintaining her sobriety. Her rep said that Brittany is taking the right steps to comply with the law, and hopefully this can be the first step in a long overdue change that needs to occur in Brittany's life. Initially, she was very hesitant, did not want to do any of this stuff, but after talking with her son and people getting kind of behind her and encouraging her to maybe look at a sober program, she's thinking about it.
Well, let's hope that happens.
Yes.
Let's hope good things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Howie Mandel was a guest with Kelly and Mark on Live with Kelly and Mark. And there was this exchange where Kelly and Mark were trying to give Howie Mandel a compliment. Howie Mandel is, believe it or not, 70 years old. Which is amazing. He looks great, right? But he would not take that compliment.
Howie's making a good point, though. Because that's what you... The reason you say you look good is because you don't say out loud for 70.
For your age.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'd be telling people that you look good all the time.
Right.
Right. That's right. And I think he was trying to go in on that, and they just were not kept catching that it was a joke.
Yeah. And so Howie had to... He got some comments back from people. There was a lot of like, wow, Howie Mandel, just take the compliment. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? And so he said that he went back and forth for the entire weekend, 48 hours. Should I make a post? Should I comment? Should I say anything about that exchange on Live with Kelly and Mark? And he decided to make an apology video. He said that he and Kelly have had a solid working relationship for many, many years. And his comments were meant to be a joke. It was not meant to offend. He said that Kelly has always been incredibly supportive of him. Not only has he previously been a guest on the show, but he's also been a co-host on the show. Remember when she was looking for a co-host forever? He's done that gig with her. He knows kind of like where the boundaries are. And so he never meant to offend. Here's his apology.
Is he in the ocean?
I think he's near an ocean or a highway. I don't know. He looks great, and he acknowledges that he looks great. He was just, it was a bit, people. It was a bit. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
It's our Monday tradition on the Morning Scramble, asking how your weekend went, but doing so using the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Yeah, a little visual that goes along with our stories. We like to break it down. What did you do? We kind of missed out on a couple of days here with the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Didn't really see much of each other. Wait, we did spend Saturday together.
We had dinner Saturday. We also went to the Music Man Saturday, which did not make our photos.
Which didn't make our photos.
Both of our photos are from activities on Sunday. And talking about breaking things down, Twister with a 9-year-old is challenging.
Things on my bingo card for One Shot Weekends. I did not have Danson Eric Hansen playing Twister on my bingo card.
As you can see from my position, left foot red, right foot green, left and right hands yellow.
Ooh.
Was my current position.
Wow.
And I believe I fell right after that because I think my right foot had to go to blue.
Oh!
I know. Now, we had our niece's 9th birthday, so we were in the Des Moines area yesterday. And this was a gift from Grandma. She was shooketh that the kids had never played Twister before.
This is a brand new game to them?
Yes.
Oh, I bet they love it.
They took to it. Like, we're going outside and we're playing right now.
I also love that you're playing outside.
The weather was gorgeous yesterday.
Yes, it was a gorgeous day.
So we got the...
I've just never seen Twister as an outdoor activity, but why not?
As long as you've got something on the corners. So we had like a planting trowel and a couple other pieces. Just got my shoes off camera there. Just to keep it in place. And then Henny, our 5-year-old nephew, was the caller because this is such an easy game. It's colors and it's four parts of your body.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So you know how to do it. And
you can play.
For the adults, you add a beverage or two and it gets highly entertaining.
I bet.
Yes.
Oh, I've never played it as an adult.
This game has been around since 1966, I believe, or 64.
Really?
And they've never changed it.
It's a classic.
It is a classic.
What do you? Nah.
Yes.
It's perfect the way it is.
So we had Taylor Swift themed cupcakes. She got it. She has a record player now, so we listen to Taylor Swift albums.
Very cool. While you're playing
Twister?
While
we were playing outside Twister.
Love it.
It was a great time. Happy 9th birthday to our niece in the Des Moines area.
Happy birthday, Ryan.
Yes.
We had a very busy weekend, so there was a lot of things to pack in, and one of them was spending some time at Indian Creek Nature Center. We were there with our troop, Girl Scout Troop 1090, reporting for duty. We came a little bit early so we could enjoy the maple syrup festival, the pancakes,
yes,
and the sausage. Oh my goodness, delicious.
We were there Saturday at, I thought, early for the morning, and it was packed.
Really?
I don't think I've seen it that busy that early in a while.
Really?
Yes.
It was busy on Sunday as well. Our job was busing the inside, just the auditorium area. So we just, they don't have trash cans. They just have people with bins going around and collecting your garbage for you. And it was such a cool experience too, because, I mean, A, it was really good, like, hard work for these little girls to have these big buckets of trash and go through things. But Indian Creek Nature Center is really conscious of what that garbage that we're creating is.
Isn't everything compostable?
Yes. And how to separate all those things, because the compostable, like, forks and cutlery isn't going to break down the same way that the plates are.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And then you've got food scrap waste and, like, so just being very mindful of where our garbage all goes and what's the right place for it.
When you're at places that have, like, the three or four different colored bins, I do my best.
Yes.
But sometimes, like, I don't know.
I know. Yeah.
Because this has food waste on it. Does that also, is that compostable? You know, but it has oils, like, and it just gets a little confusing.
And what's the right thing to do?
They're like a net zero energy, no waste in, no waste out organization too.
It was really impressive, the number of volunteers that they had and how mindful and thoughtful, like, the planning that all went into it. And it was really exciting. There must have been a lot of people eating pancakes this weekend, because eventually we had to switch over to real forks. Yeah, that they were going to wash later. So that's pretty cool.
That's very cool. How early do they start making pancakes? Did that come up in conversation?
I don't know. We did the later shift.
Ah.
So it must be really early in the morning, though.
It's an awesome fundraiser for Indian Creek Nature Center. And by the way, did you happen to walk by the wall that shows you how maple syrup is made? Remember I explained it to you once?
You did a really good job.
I got everything right except for straining. I forgot straining.
Oh, straining. So
it's a core part of the maple syrup making process.
You forget straining.
How do you forget straining?
Come on, Eric.
All right. From Twister that I'm still feeling in my back right now to a lovely day of pancakes and sausage. Those are our photos. We still have a producer, Ben, to get to.
We do.
And we assumed this photo was from his live broadcast on Friday. It is not.
That's not where this is taken.
No, so we're going to find that out.
The story behind this photo.
And stories behind yours as well. Get your photos posted right now, One Shot Weekends, on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
Before you get too serious about all the things that you have to do this week, maybe just take a beat, take a breath, and take a minute to say what you did this weekend. Share with your coworkers. Share with us. We want to hear about it.
Yeah, you're probably already doing that when you get to the office at 8 o'clock this morning. The coffee cup gets filled.
Gotta get a cup of coffee.
The phone gets out. Like, how was your weekend? Check out this picture. We're like, some people went to the basketball games, right?
Yeah.
Between Houston, where Iowa unfortunately got bumped, or Iowa State losing over the weekend as well, but a lot of people going to Chicago. Producer Ben was also rather sporty over the weekend, as we see him holding a calculator and a putter.
What are we up to, Ben?
I went to Colonial Lanes for my friend Megan's birthday.
Ooh.
We started with mini golf, and we don't play by normal mini golf rules. We play hit it from where it lands. So their course is designed where there's like a lot of little ramps. So then the ball ends up going like out of your course into like other courses.
You
stuff.
Play it where it lies?
Yes.
Play the ball where it
what
lands.
What about all the other people there?
There wasn't a lot of other people there, but we went around them.
Go around.
But yeah, so my score would have been a lot better, but one of my rounds, I had mine go out of the course, and it took me 16 hits to get it in.
Oh my gosh!
Ouch.
But even with that, my average for 18 holes was still 4 hits per hole.
That's good. So you had a couple hole-in-ones then, I presume.
Wow, Ben.
Nice.
At least a bunch of twos.
A bunch of twos.
I was going to say you're Tiger
so
Woods,
73
but maybe
on
that's
the
not
round.
A good one.
No, don't compare him to Tiger
sorry,
Woods.
Sorry.
Well, wait a minute. There were Jello shots. Maybe now he is Tiger Woods.
After that, we went bowling, and each time we go there, we have to get the Jello shots because they have them really cheap, too. They're $2. You can't find those at other bowling places for $2. So of the participants.
Back up to the fact that they have Jello shots at the bowling alley?
All bowling alleys apparently have Jello shots.
If you ever open a bowling alley, you have to have Jello shots because
what?
I feel like that's how you're making all your money.
I didn't even know that that was something at a bowling alley.
I didn't either.
Yeah,
I just thought it was salty pretzels and beer.
If you go to another place, you're paying like $5 a Jello shot. It's $2
here. They sell Jello shots?
Yes. And
beer,
they're good.
Beer,
they're,
yes.
There's like, it's not just like watermelon and grape. There's like strawberry margarita.
Why do they have watermelon? watermelon.
They got like strawberry margarita and like all kinds of like good mix-up flavors.
Ben, you're talking to people who had red Jell-O, yellow Jell-O, maybe orange.
Maybe a green if we were good around Easter.
But anyways, of the participants, we each had 13.
You had 13 Jell-O shots as a group?
No, each of the people participating
each
had 13.
Had 13 Jell-O shots?
Yes.
How'd you get home, Ben?
Somebody who wasn't drinking.
Thank God.
Whew.
Now, you had one too many Trulies once and had a reversal of fortune. How'd the Jell-O shots work?
A little buzzed. I was doing like some Spider-Man moves when I was throwing
you
my bowling ball.
You were thwapping strangers? Oh my gosh. You never know what producer Ben is going to get up to
so
on the weekend.
There is so much to just take out of this one conversation.
Jell-O shots and thwapping of strangers.
But he knows the price of Jell-O shots around town.
Of course he knows the price. He's priced out Jell-O shots wherever they're sold.
But he also knows that they're very prevalent at bowling alleys.
Who knew?
I didn't know he had
you know what?
The moves of Spider-Man
this
either.
Is why we share our weekends, because yes. Ben's knowledge of Jell-O shots will maybe help somebody else's weekend along the way. It's like a ripple in a pond, a beautiful, beautiful ripple in a Jell-O pond.
It's like Mobtiversy, but with Jell-O shots. You just helped out a family, producer Ben, with Jell-O shots. This is great.
Wow, Ben, that is some weekend. Huh. Well, huh.
Oftentimes, before we turn the mic on, we're like, how do we want to end? We want to pick a high note. That should have been our ending. That should have been the ending.
Did anybody have that many Jell-O shots? Let's find out.
Let me refresh my page to see if anybody else posted about Jell-O shots.
I hope there's more Jell-O shot stories for weekends. No pressure, everybody, but if you had Jell-O shots in your weekend, we'd love to hear about it.
All right, first one I see is bowling.
Bowling.
At the Collegiate Club Championships, but near a Jell-O shot in the photo. And I also think they look like they're probably not of age to drink Jell-O shots. Charity, thank you for posting your photo.
Good call. A game night with friends. Deirdre, they played a new game, and I'm not familiar with Phrase. I think the game is called Phrase.
I saw the pictures from it, but I didn't look at the logo. But thank you for sharing
looks
that.
Like a fun new game.
We had... live music at Riverside. Skillet was around. I'm up to...
Ooh, guess who else was in town?
Who?
The Easter Bunny. Becky, thank you for sharing.
Shannon and I were at one of the Oakland Road Hy-Vee, and the Easter Bunny had made an appearance there as well.
Hopped on over, huh? That's pretty cool.
A lot of puppy pictures. Remember, I was telling you last week it was Marchery Madness.
Yes.
Because archery during March. Callista has a photo of Independence Elementary School. Elementary school finishing third as a team in state archery. Look at that form.
Way to go.
Elbows up, gentlemen.
Yes.
It looks fantastic.
Very Katniss Everdeen.
Yes, very much so.
That's the only archery reference point I have. Have you seen our new Canadian bestie, Joey, sharing that it's been sunny and nice-ish in Canada. It's a whole negative 3 degrees Celsius.
How cold's that?
I don't know.
Oh, how do we find out?
There's got to be a conversion. We're going to have to work on the conversion of that. Thank you for sharing that with us, Joey.
We've got Jason wore an Iowa t-shirt to the Iowa State game in Chicago. You're a brave man, my friend. Thank you for going. our namesake, Charlotte in the Morning Scramble Blue, 3 egg hunts, and she got her face painted, and I believe she is a unicorn. And she looks adorable.
So cute.
Yes.
Anita got some seeds planted. Good on you, Anita. She got a whole raised bed organic starter thing. It looks awesome. Very organized.
And we need to shout out the Iowa City Robotics team. April posted this photo. So the Iowa Regional for their club was this weekend. Not only did they win Gracious Professionalism as an award as a team, they got invited to the Worlds.
What?
I don't even know where those are.
We're going to Worlds?
We're all going to Worlds. We're all going.
Ben will bring the Jell-O shots.
They're high school students, guys. Just Jell-O shots for us.
They're just for us.
Jell-O shots for us.
Sorry.
Congratulations, Iowa City Robotics. When you're old enough, have a Jell-O shot.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
K-pop Demon Hunters adult Happy Meals at McDonald's.
Yes, they made this announcement through McDonald's last week, and we got a little bit excited. They're teaming up with Netflix and doing not one but two K-pop Demon Hunters themed meals. There's a breakfast that's themed to the Saja Boys, and then there's a lunch, which is based on Huntrick's.
And these drop tomorrow.
Yes. Both meals drop tomorrow.
The last 15 minutes, we put producer Ben on the hunt. We have about two, at least, very easy to get to McDonald's in our area. Producer Ben, did you find a McDonald's that will have either one of these meals available tomorrow?
I called my location of choice, and they will indeed have the meals available.
Okay, okay, now.
Okay, step one.
We want to go get the breakfast meal right during breakfast hours.
Obviously.
Did you happen to think to ask them if we could get McNuggets at 7 in the morning?
I did, and they said no.
Oh! Oh!
But that makes sense. That's okay.
But I told them that we wanted to try them on the radio.
Yes.
And at first he said no, but then I said, well, it won't work if we get it later. So he asked his upper boss. And
a boss she, above a boss?
A Whoa. Boss above a boss. And she said yes.
Oh, wait.
Ben!
But you got us both? Nice.
Both meals. Now,
Ben didn't take no for an answer.
I wish I could have got us the ice cream.
That's probably broken.
But, well, it's probably broken. And also, that early in the morning, I bet it's hard because they have to make the ice cream early and stuff.
Why is it? But they can do nuggets and there's no problem.
That's the fryer. The fryer works for everything in there.
Guys.
Yes. Okay. Now, here's the question. Are we getting one meal per person?
Or are we getting one meal to share? How's it work, Ben?
I vote per person.
I was thinking one meal to share.
Ben!
Maybe just two of each.
Okay. Well, and at least enough to try, to yes. taste, because there's going to be a lot of new flavors.
Yeah.
The breakfast sandwich features a peppery, spicy soja sauce.
Yum.
Which is going to be a little bit of a spice factor. And then we've also got two options for sauces with the lunch meal.
It's the dips, right?
Yeah.
For the nuggets?
Yeah. There's a special McShaker fry with Raymoon. And then there is a Hunter sauce. There's one that's sweet with chili and garlic. And
yeah.
the other is spicy.
Well, I'm looking forward
like
to trying
ghost pepper sauce.
Both of them, because producer Ben didn't take no for an answer.
Ben did not say no.
Forgot to ask for a name, so hopefully when I get there, I'll be like, "Hey, that I called somebody yesterday." And
no, trust me, I talked to
hopefully
somebody.
Hopefully they'll be there.
Ben, just make it happen.
Well, hopefully we'll have both of them tomorrow to try for Tasted Tuesday. The brand new K-pop Demon Hunters adult Happy Meal is coming to us, hopefully. From McDonald's tomorrow morning with the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
This is the big week for the Morning Scramble focus group. We've got it planned coming up in April, and we need about a week to put it together.
Right.
So if you have been thinking about signing up, let's first kind of walk you through why we're doing this.
We just want feedback. We are a couple of theater kids who love notes from the director. And in this case, you're our director. You listen to the Morning Scramble. What do you like? What do you not like? What do you think? We just want to hear what you think.
When you put a show on the air for 7+ years, some things lock in. It feels like we should be continuing to do this forever. But that's just based on gut, right?
Right.
Sometimes we don't get direct feedback. Other times, we've had features, silly, funny commercials, characters that we've kind of retired for a while. Maybe they need to be brought back. Maybe you love them and we just haven't had the opportunity to reintroduce you. Whatever it is about the show that you love or you would like to offer a comment card, we're going to do so in person by hosting a Morning Scramble focus group.
Yeah, that focus group is coming up in April, but right now we're just seeing who is available, who is out there who'd be interested in participating in our focus group. We've got a page at kzia.com for you to fill out a couple of questions.
Yep, you're going to give us just some basic contact information, and then just to make sure we've got the most diverse sample we can. We want to get people who listen all the time. We want to get people who occasionally listen. We want to get people with different musical tastes. It's just going to give us a nice cross-section of who listens to the Morning Scramble in that room to give us a variety of feedback.
Exactly. And it'll be a quick, you know, hour or and a half or so.
Little, probably 90 minutes. We'll make sure you get you some food as well. We'll do it on a weeknight once we get everything figured out as far as who's going to be in that room. But signups are most important right now. If you've been hearing about it and you're like, well, they don't. Yes, we care what you have to say.
The moment
you're like, I don't know if they, yes. If you're questioning whether you should go, go.
We want to hear from you. Go to kzia.com and fill out the form.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.